Welcome to Trust Matters, the podcast, where Charles H. Green, CEO of Trusted Advisor Associates and co-author of the best-selling book, The Trusted Advisor, answers your questions and offers wisdom on how to build stronger relationships with clients and colleagues.
Hi, this is Charlie Green. I'm here together with the poobah of pod, Jason Gluskin. Jason, I'm enjoying the questions we've been getting. What have you got for us this week?
You're promoting me to podcast poobah? Sure. Anyway, the next question comes from Anthony, who writes, Charlie, I've had a successful career as a sales leader at a fintech company for over a decade, selling to mostly like-minded tech organizations. Through a combination of both personal success and our company growing with the market, I'm now being asked to sell to the famed C-suite. Last week, it became very real. I had to present to two VPs in technical service roles. To make a long story short, it was a disaster. They were not interested in my agenda. They didn't want to hear my pitch, and they asked me some questions that I was completely unprepared for. So I did not handle that meeting well, and I'm not even sure how to follow up. Obviously, I don't want to go through that again, so please, Charlie, tell me, what did I do wrong exactly? What do we need to know about the C-suite, and how do I prevent from being so blindsided again in the future?
Anthony, I feel your pain. Really, I do. Anybody who's ever sold to the C-suite had to have a first time, and I don't know of anyone who felt it was perfectly natural the first time around. So here's how to never have that happen to you again. The biggest single difference with selling to the C-suite is it's really not a sales call at all. Rarely will you walk out of a C-suite meeting with an actual order. Remember, if it was just a straightforward question of specifications and price, you wouldn't be talking to somebody in the C-suite, you'd be talking to a technical buyer. Conversations at the C-suite are not about selecting a provider. They're about whether to buy, what the problem is, and who they want to work with. You deal with whether to buy and what the problem is by focusing on problem definition. You deal with who they want to work with by the way you conduct yourself in that conversation. So instead of that sales call image you have in your mind, picture this as a conversation with your brother-in-law in the living room at a family gathering. He's asked for your perspective on an issue at his job. You have no hidden agenda, you're just there to help him out. That's the attitude you want here. That means do not go for the sale. Do not confuse this with a pitch. Do not even think about closing. Forget about a lot of what you typically do in a classic sales call. Instead, focus on two things: answering direct questions directly and offering a clear point of view about what you think the problem is. You know how politicians never answer the question they're asked? They always answer the question they wanted to be asked? That's exactly the opposite of what you want to do. Give short, straightforward answers to their questions and let them pose any follow-ups rather than you going into some pitch. Once they realize you're not here to play games, they're likely to ask you about your perspective on things. That's when you offer your problem definition, your hypothesis about the core root issue here. And here it does have to be solid. You don't want to drench it up with expertise, or you don't want to play it safe either. State the problem clearly, state your hypothesis about what needs to be done about it, and then ask them their reaction to it. Then just have a conversation about it. Remember, you're talking to your brother-in-law here. Have a conversation. What the C-suite person wants is to feel that they're solving the right problem and that they're working with someone they can trust when the dozens of inevitable problems you can't foresee in a contract are going to come to fruition. Paradoxically, if you treat this call like a joint conversation instead of a sales call, the odds of you getting the sale actually increase compared to treating it like a classic sales call in the first place.
You've been listening to the Trust Matters podcast with Charles H. Green. Send us your questions about trust, relationships, and business at podcast@trustedadvisor.com. And visit trustedadvisor.com for tons of free articles, videos, and more.